Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate jungle and drum and bass move inside Ableton Live 12, and it's a big one. The Jungle Warfare Guide to a Proper Mid-Bass Blend, with a sampling and resampling workflow. Here's the mindset. In jungle, mid-bass is not just a bass sound. It's a layered, moving, resampled weapon that lives between the sub and the drums. It's what makes the bassline readable on small speakers, while still feeling like it's glued to the break. Our goal is a mid that hits on phones, doesn't fight the sub, locks into the groove, and can be printed to audio so you can slice it into variations fast. By the end, you'll have three mid layers feeding one mid bus. Layer 1 is the clean mid. Note definition: the what note is this layer. Layer 2 is the res or noise layer, width, grit, and motion. Layer 3 is the attack layer, sampled byte that cuts through a busy amen. Then we glue it all on a mid bus with EQ, saturation, compression, width control, and sidechain. And finally, we resample the whole mid bus for that classic engineered chaos. Let's set the room up first so we're not fighting the mix. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I like 172 for this lesson. Drop in a breakbeat first, like an amen or think, and get it looping and grooving. Don't skip that. In jungle, the drums are the world, and the bass is living inside that world. Now create tracks named SUB as a MIDI track, mid clean as MIDI, mid res or noise as MIDI, mid attack as audio, and then group the three mid tracks into a group called a MIDI bus. Quick rule that will save you hours: keep the sub separate from the mid bus. Separate responsibilities. The sub is weight, the mids are character and rhythm. If you blur those jobs, you'll chase your tail with EQ forever. Step 1. Build a solid sub anchor, fast but essential. On the SUB MIDI track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it simple. If you want just a touch of translation on smaller systems, add a tiny bit of drive in operator, or leave it clean and do it later. Then add EQ 8 and low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steeper slope. Optional. A saturator with soft clip-on, and only 1 to 3 dB of drive. You're not trying to hear distortion. You're trying to make the sub show up consistently. MIDI tip. Use long, simple notes. The roll comes from how the mid-bass moves with the breaks, not from sub chaos. Step 2. The MID clean layer. This is the spine. This is your readability. On mid clean, load wave-eatable. Start with a basic saw or square. Keep unison off. You want this layer stable and mostly mono feeling. Add a filter, low pass, with a bit of drive. Now build the chain. After wave-eatable, put auto filter. Choose the MS2 filter type for a gritty character. We're going to live in a sweep zone around 250 to 800 Hz. Add subtle envelope movement if you like, but don't overdo it yet. Then add saturator, drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Then EQ8, high pass at about 120 to 160 to get it out of the sub's way. If it feels boxy, dip around 250 to 400. If it needs to speak, a gentle push around 900 Hz to 1.5K can help. Teacher note, this layer should sound almost boring solo. That's good. If it's too exciting, it usually means it's too wide or too distorted and it won't sit with the break. Step 3. The mid res or noise layer. This is your warfare haze. This is motion and menace. On that track, load operator. Set OSFET to saw, OSC B to saw, and detune B just a few cents. If you want extra chaos, bring in OSC C quietly, but keep control. Res is about motion that feels inevitable, not motion that feels random. Now add auto filter. Choose band pass or low pass, add a little drive, and here's the key. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can automate it later. Then add chorus ensemble in chorus mode. Moderate amount. We want width and movement, but not a washed out pad. Optional. Add redux for jungle grit. Just a little downsample. Don't annihilate it unless that's your aesthetic. Then EQ8. I pass this layer higher than the clean layer, usually 150 to 200 Hz. If it's spitty or harsh, dip around 2 to 4 kHz. After that, utility. Start width around 130% and make sure the low end stays mono. You can use utility's bass mono around 200 Hz or just keep anything below that from getting wide. Coach note. Watch your phase and correlation in Live 12 Mixer when you start widening. If correlation dips negative on key notes, that's not wide, that's gone in mono. Pull the width back, or mono higher, sometimes even up to 200 or 300 Hz for jungle. Step 4. The mid attack layer. This is the sampling move that makes it cut through breaks without needing ridiculous volume. We're going to create an attack layer by resampling. Make a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Now, solo either mid-clean or mid-reese. Play a few notes and record 2 to 4 bars. You just made your own raw material. Drag that recorded audio into Simpler on the MIDI Attack track. In Simpler, choose One Shot or Classic. Turn Snap on, tighten the start point so the hit starts clean, and add a short fade out to avoid clicks. We're shaping a bite, not a long tone. Now device chain for the attack layer. After Simpler, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, transients +10 to +30, boom usually off. Then EQ 8, high pass aggressively around 250 to 400 Hz. This layer should not add low mid mud. If it needs more bite, a little boost around 1 to 3 kHz. Then utility, keep it mostly mono, width between 0 and 30%. Extra coach trick, time align the attack to the break, not the grid. If your MN has swing, the bass teeth should land exactly with the drum transient. Try track delay on the MID attack track at negative 5 to negative 15 milliseconds. Tiny nudges, huge difference. Step 5. Route and glue with the MID bus. Group the 3 mid tracks into MID bus. Now we want them to sound like one instrument, not 3 tracks stacked. On the mid bus, start with EQ 8 first. High pass around 110 to 140 Hz. We're keeping mid energy out of the sub lane. If the kick area feels crowded, a small notch around 140 to 220 can help, but do it by ear with the break playing. Then saturator, 2 to 5 dB drive, soft clip on. After that, glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto is often great. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're crushing it, the bass will get flatter and smaller, not bigger. Optional, and this is very live 12, roar. Use it gently. If you bring roar in, back off other saturation so you don't get fizz stacking on fizz. A nice approach is to treat roar as a controlled harmonic generator. Keep low mids under control, and don't overdrive the top end. Then utility to manage width. Keep the MID bus under control, something like 90 to 120%, and consider mono below about 150 to 200 Hz depending on your layers. Gain staging rule of thumb, before the MID bus processing, try to keep each mid layer peaking around -12 to -9 dBFS. Saturation and compression behave way better when you're not slamming them. Step 6, sidechain so it rolls with the break, not against it. On mid bus, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain from the kick, or from the break track if that's your main transient reference. Start around ratio 4 to 1. Attack 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you get 2 to 6 dB of dip when the drums hit. If you want classic jungle pump around the snare too, create a ghost sidechain track. Make a MIDI track with a tight kick and snare pattern, route it to sends only so it makes no sound, then sidechain the MID bus from that coast. Now the bass breathes around the snare crack, without you having to carve it to death with EQ. Expansion move if you want to get fancy. Multiband sidechain just the low mids. Put an audio effect rock on MID bus. In one chain, bandpass around 120 to 350 and sidechain compress only that range. In the other chain, keep the upper mid steadier. That way the chest moves with the drums, but the note information doesn't disappear every time the kick hits. Step 7. Add movement with macros and automation. Set up macros so you can perform the bass like an instrument. Macro 1. Filter cutoff on the Reese auto filter. Macro 2. Distortion amount, like saturator drive or roar drive. Macro 3. Width on the Reese layer utility. Macro 4. Attack level, basically the volume of MID attack. Automation ideas that always work in DNB. Every 8 bars, open the filter a bit for energy. On fills, push distortion up but pull width down so it gets more focused and punchy. On the first 16 bars of a drop, keep it simpler so the impact lands. Then evolve it. And here's a really effective arrangement hack. Pick one boss layer per moment. In the intro, keep the clean mid up and the Reese down. In the drop, bring the Reese and attack up. During a super busy drum fill, push the attack slightly and pull the Reese slightly so clarity stays intact. Step 8. Resemble the whole MID bus for jungle warfare variation. Make a new audio track called MID bus print. Set input to resampling. Solo the mid bus. Leave the sub out for now, and record 16 to 32 bars while your automation plays. This is where jungle becomes fast. You're committing to audio and that forces decisions. Now do edits. Slice the printed audio into half bar chunks. Reverse a chunk right before a drop. Pitch a hit down 2 to 5 semitones for menace. Use beat repeat on a tiny section, like 1/16 or 1/8, for a glitch fill, or take one chunk, load it into Simpler, and re-trigger it rhythmically as a call and response at the ends of phrases. Teacher note: printed base is also arrangement glue. Scatter tiny tails, reversed bits, or one-shot stabs at transitions. Even if it's subtle, it makes the whole track feel like it comes from one unified palette. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. If your mids fight your sub, you didn't high-pass your mid layers enough. Start at 120 to 200 depending on the layer. If your res is too wide, too low, mono compatibility gets wrecked. Keep width out of the low region. If you oversaturate early, you lose punch and it turns fizzy. Build tone first, then add dirt with intent. If you skip the attack layer, the bass sounds huge solo and disappears behind breaks. And if your side chain release is too long, the groove sags instead of rolling. Match the release to the rhythm. Two quick sanity checks that pros do constantly. First, small speaker check inside live. Temporarily put utility on the master. Turn mono on. Then add EQ8 with a steep high pass around 120 Hz. If the bass rhythm still reads, your mid blend is working. Second, snare space. A lot of snares have fundamental around 180 to 220 and crack around 2 to 4 kHz. If your bass is eating either of those, carve a little or use a dynamic ducking approach on that band when the snare hits.